Please help me.
Welcome to the ClassCast, your hub for dames, automobiles, and stories of the Great War. I'm your host, Sebastian Patton, and I'm here with...
Josh Hugh, here to bring it classy to all you.
Oh, this is such a cozy office. It reminds me of my general's quarter back in the Great War, you know?
Oh, it reminds me. We have an interview with the general, the Duke of Wellington, so let's move on to that.
Yes, quite a story he has to tell us.
Hey guys, we're here with the Duke of Wellington, Sir Edmund Corningstone III, here to talk about some experiences from the Great War.
And golf later on.
So my 19th year, on the 14th of September, in the year 1915, I was with my troop out in the battlefields. This was a particularly stormy April afternoon. You see, April, traditionally the weather begins to change in April, and it was changing. And it was changing rapidly. And along with the change in weather came a change in the war patterns. Me and my boys were locked down in Bunker Hill 227. Uh-huh. And they were coming at us hard, let me tell you what.
Yeah.
They were coming sheer numbers.
That's what the Germans were known for.
The Germans just came at us.
Yeah.
We got down in our trenches. We buckled down.
Yeah.
Me and the boys.
Yeah. I remember my great battles.
Who's telling the story here?
Sorry, sir. Please continue on.
So we're buckling down.
Yeah.
In the trenches, waiting for the Germans to come. Trenches. When Charlie gets a bout of tuberculosis. Charlie didn't get his sock shipment
my lad.
For 2 months. Charlie had been out there with holy socks, standing in the mud, up to his eyeballs, covered in it.
You know, that's probably the worst thing about the war. Seeing your buddies dying there in the mud, face down.
It's tragic, really. But it makes you a man. You're not really a man until you fight and see your friend's dying face stare up at you from the mud saying, please, please help me.
I know what you're saying. I went into the war with 3 chest hairs. I came back with the Amazon jungle.
It's inevitable. The experience is not only visceral, but physical.
Yep.
It tries not only your patience.
Yep.
Wow, that was beautiful.
That was truly ravishing.
Yes. Now, on to our fashion
tips for you dames out there, presented by Natalie and Amy.
On we go.
To 1920 were heavily influenced by the Great War. The clothing before this time is referred to as Edwardian. By 1914, women's clothing had lost the rigid lines of the Edwardian period, and the styles of fashion's first design's genius, Paul Poiret, diminished the need for wearing tight-fitting corsets. And shortly before the outbreak of the Great War, fashion had taken on a whole new look based on soft drapery, and bold prints appeared in hip-length tunics. During the war, as men went off to fight, women took on jobs formerly fitted by men, and many of the occupations demanded the wearing of uniforms, including trousers. A military look crept into fashion designs, as well as with military-style tunic jackets and belts.
Before the war, Paris led the world of fashion, but due to the war and loss of communication between the U.S. and Europe, New York emerged as a fashion leader with the new designs based on a combination of femininity and practicality.
World War I, women stopped wearing jewelry, as the lavish clothing of the Edwardian period fell by the wayside. Skirts became shorter, as they often did during the wartime, and colors became sober and muted. It was a bland and boring time for fashion.
Well, it was an honor. Thank you guys for tuning in this evening. I'm your host, Sebastian Patton, here with...
Josh Hugh. It's been a pleasure being with you guys today.
Thank you.
Keep it classy. Thank you.
Please help me.